Vision Corner.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Vision Corner. Let's take a look into object-based communication. At its core, once a student is able to reach out into their environment and engage with an object, a student can begin to associate an object with an activity or place. One of the challenges in presenting any communication system to a student who is visually impaired with severe multiple disabilities is, it is important the system has meaning to the student. It is also essential to move slowly through the process. If a student, say, loves to eat applesauce with a spoon, this is an excellent place to start. Make sure to get an exact replica of the spoon the student uses. The teacher of the visually impaired can provide a black Velcro board to the student. When the student is going to eat applesauce, place the replica spoon on the black board. The black color allows any and all background visual distraction to be omitted. Verbally tell the student, "It is time to eat applesauce." Then present the board with the spoon to the student in a location on which the student is able to look at the spoon. Every student is different. Some students see better on the right and others on the left. Some see better above their nose and others below. Some see best really close up and some at arm's length. The teacher of the visually impaired will help determine the best viewing place to show the spoon. Present the spoon on the board visually. Once the student looks at the spoon, say again, "It is time to eat applesauce." Allow the student to touch the spoon and manipulate it in their hands. While the student is exploring the spoon, the person who is preparing the food can do so. It allows the student time to engage with the spoon. Many students will bring the object they are exploring to their mouth. The mouth provides the most tactile information to the student. There are times when this behavior is less appropriate than others. But when a new object is introduced, it is important to give the student time to understand the object tactily in the way they need. When the applesauce is ready for the student to eat, take the spoon they have in their hand and place it back on the black board. Place the black board on the table or desk within reach of the student. It allows the student the ability to reach out and touch the spoon again to continue to associate it with the activity of eating applesauce. When the student has completed eating the applesauce, then have them take the spoon off the blackboard and place it in a designated finish bin. The verbal prompt is, "Applesauce all finished. Put the spoon in finish bin." This routine needs to be repeated over and over to help the student learn what is expected. Looking, listening, touching, manipulating, eating, and moving. There are many skills a student needs to learn. One of my students was very motivated by an orange plastic slinky. I presented the slinky with the black background. The student looked at the slinky, and then I let him touch it. As he manipulated it, I sang two songs. When the songs were over, the student placed the slinky in the finished bin. In this case, there was not a replica, but the student began to associate the fun activity with his preferred toy. I followed the routine session after session. The student smiled when he saw the orange slinky presented visually. This student communicated his happiness with the slinky activity through smiles. Thank you for tuning into Vision Corner. Please tune in bi-monthly to Vision Corner to learn, cry, smile, and hope for the betterment of children with visual and multiple disabilities. Every child can learn. Vision Corner.